Welcome to I Do, I Did, I'm Done, the podcast about life's challenges and how to handle them. I'm Randy Fincher. I'm a wife, mama, and a wedding planner.
And I'm Henry Fincher, and I'm a trial lawyer.
We're married.
So I've had a lot of people reach out to me and to us about wanting to talk about ways that we have found out that works for us of making more time for our family. And I know a lot of people talk about certain things that they wish they could do, or things that ways that they could create new ideas or ways in their home to give them more time to spend with each other as a couple, or also ways with their family. So today on episode 18, we're going to talk about ideas for your family and ways that you can outsource chores or do a chore swap for with between you and your spouse or your children, and what we do at our home. So Henry, let's talk about how you're the chef and how I'm the cleaner.
Well, and we just kind of naturally gravitated to that one. You know, and the thing about chores is that one person's hated task is maybe something another person likes. We fell right into it. I like to cook, but cleaning's a chore. Cleaning is a necessary evil to me. Randy loves cleaning. She loves to take something that's dirty or messed up and make it beautiful again. And cooking is not as favored a task.
I like to bake, but I don't like to have to cook. Yeah. And also, I just want everyone to enjoy my sexy, raspy voice today, because I'm getting over a head cold, and I'm dealing with Tennessee's menopausal weather. So if you like raspy voices, I'm going to make all your dreams come true today.
Hey, as a Gen Xer, I think about Kim Carnes. That's a good thing.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, well, Google it. She was hot in the early 80s, and okay. She had a real raspy singing voice. Somebody, Luke, our producer, had mentioned Rachel Ray. No, not the same vibe at all. So, yeah,
well,
no. I'll go with
exciting.
Kim Carnes' vibe. Anyway, okay. Yeah. So, all right. So, how do you free up time? Well, anytime you got a household, and especially if you got kids, and especially if you have young kids, you're going to have a ton of things that you have to do. You have to cook food. You have to clean plates. You have to do laundry. You have to do laundry.
Especially if you have girls like us, because the clothes never
end. Well, boys and everything. It's you know, if you got kids, you got laundry. And it piles up, and it gets to be a mountain, and it's awful. And there's this pressure that we put on ourselves that in order to be the super parent, the super dad, or the super mom that we're going to be, and I think it falls harder on women than men, but it's still there for us. We have to do all these things. We have to mow the grass. We have to change the oil in the car. We have to do the laundry ourselves. We have to cook every meal. We have to do this. And if we're not living up to this standard that I think is unattainable today, given the pressures that everybody has and the times that everybody has, then we feel worse about ourselves. And so we chase after this unattainable goal or impractical goal, and it costs what really does matter, which is time with our family. Because time seems inexhaustible while we have it, but it runs out one day, and it's not going to be there. And particularly with kids, they're only going to be this certain age so long. So when they're sweet and little, that's a bittersweet thing. You think, oh, I got to live in this moment so I can remember it. Later, when they're teenagers and they're rolling their eyes and slamming doors and you're the devil, it's good to remember that this too shall pass, because it'll keep you from, you know, doing things that would end up on the evening news to them.
Yeah, the first 48.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they can push your buttons like no one except your spouse can do. So, but the kids can sometimes find a way even more to do that. And they're ruthless. Teenagers are absolutely ruthless. But you have that before you, my love. It'll be a
so
joy we will hopefully share together.
Again,
yeah,
three.
Unless I kick off or something and die. But anyway, I'll be there. But getting there, spend time with each other and spend time with your family. How do you do this? I got to wash the dishes. I got to do this. I got to do that. Well, you know, there are some options that our society has today that we use that have been there for a long time. They do laundry at cleaners. Miss Doe over at Green Acres does it. I think Brett Acres does it at 1 hour. There are probably other folks in town. Google it, look around. You know, saving an hour or two of laundry for the price of it could be a really good savings. You can also, because it saves your time. Right?
Yes, absolutely. One thing that also I want to mention that we've been doing here lately is you've been slammed at work. And I know all the moms, my mom especially, I'll never forget, she always would call the month of May that we're getting ready to go into May-cember because it's like December. And she would always say that the month of May is absolutely insane because you are always trying to do all the things, but it's the end of the school year and you have parties and classroom parties, and then you've got end of school bashes. And she was a coach's wife. So she just was like, then it was like basketball tryouts, or summer ball and all this. And now I see with our kids, you know, Millie's getting ready to go into kindergarten. Maggie is getting ready to be 2 in November. And I'm just looking at the month of May and I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to be able to do it all with all that we've got going on. And that's where our new sponsor comes in, Honey Baked Ham. And Brandon and his team over there, they're great. They have the absolute best potato salad.
Oh my God.
And so I want to tell a story about this potato salad. So they cater lunches, which is great. So if you're a lawyer and you need to cater lunches for mediations, depositions, we do it at the office. Great. But when I was pregnant with Maggie, they would have these box lunches and it would have a kick-ass sandwich and it would have potato salad and a cookie and some chips. And what I would do is I would take out the potato salad of like 4 boxes that we would give the opposing people. This is while I was pregnant. And I can tell you, I would still do this whether I'm pregnant or not. I would take out the potato salad and I would eat it in the kitchen and I would just shovel it in my mouth. I mean, there's nothing like a pregnancy taste bud. And you can just eat and eat and eat. And I remember Linda, our wonderful receptionist, queen of the office at the Fincher Law Firm, she would walk in one time and she said, "What are you doing?" And I said, "I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to drown in this potato salad." And I did. Hey, Maggie, I'm sure Maggie will love it whenever she can officially chew that.
It's not too far off. She's been chewing good lately.
I know she's getting big. Yeah. But their potato salad is so good.
Really,
but
good.
Not only do they cater, lunches, you can get your dinners catered. They've got turkey. They've got bacon. They have hams. I mean, they have sides that you can put in the ovens. And I love that because 1 year for Thanksgiving, I ordered food from them and I wanted to make this big Thanksgiving dinner for my parents. And so my mom was like, "Wow, look at what you've done. You've prepared this." And I was like, "Yeah, I prepared this for you." I never told her I made it. I just said I prepared
you just
it.
Did, yeah.
But their sides are so good. But that potato salad,
it's the best. Yeah.
It's heaven in your mouth. But
so
no.
look at ways to open up time for yourself. What chores, number one, start with the things that you hate, right? Or that you can't get done and spend time with your family. Cooking dinner every night. Well, we're already probably using DoorDash some. Meal prepping on the weekend. That doesn't cost any extra. And actually, if you're making one pot meals or some casseroles or lasagna or something to eat through the week or to mix it up, you can spend time on Sunday cooking if you want to, or you can get it. I know, we talked about our sponsor, Honey Baked Ham, but you can go to their stores. You can get, there's frozen foods and stuff. These are things that everybody knows about, but the thing to do, I think, is to be kind of systematic about it. Step back for a second. Reflect on how you can free up some time in your life and don't feel guilty about it. That's the thing.
Mom guilt is
yeah,
so
it's
hard.
Very real.
But one thing that has been my best friend is our hometown Tennessee girl, Taylor Swift. And our children love watching Taylor Swift on Disney. And so what I do is, guilty this morning, I turned it on and I needed to like make up the bed and straighten some things and get breakfast ready. They woke up earlier than what I expected. You were already off to work. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've got both of these kids. They're driving me crazy already. I haven't even had a cup of tea. So I just turned on Taylor Swift and I set a timer because timers help me know how much time I have to get things done. And so I just set a timer, and Taylor Swift was our entertainer this morning, and Maggie is literally like head bobbing in her, we call it her rage cage, her little playpen. And yes, she's toddler, just jamming out. And it was helpful, you know? So thank you, Taylor Swift, for your great concert. So mama could clean and get breakfast on, you know, for the kids. It was nice, but you know, just not having the mom guilt. If it's anything that I've learned, especially our journey through the NICU, there's such a high road that I feel like a lot of people need to take. You know, just take the high road. It's not worth the long road. If it's easier, if you can do something the easy way out for your children to be able to have more time with them, you need to do it. Because
sometimes, I mean, it's, yeah, obviously it's a balance,
if it's
right?
cleaning it's or balance, but, if it's something that is a chore related, you know, obviously like every night my goal as a mother has always been to read to my kids. And I do that every night. I maybe have missed one or two nights of Amelia's entire life. But if it's something that I know that I'm not going to give up, like I have non-negotiables of things that I know for myself that I want to accomplish as a mother. And that's going to be to read to my children every night. Make sure I brush their teeth, because let's face it, sometimes we just don't get there, you know?
It's easy to get busy and forget, and, or they fall asleep.
Exactly. And, yeah. and you know, those are my top two, but just be in the moment. And if you need to outsource something, or like you said, do a chore swap with your spouse, or let your children help you clean. You know, sometimes I let Millie help me clean certain things, you know, like her room, and we'll set a timer and we'll turn on some Taylor Swift or Kacey Musgraves and we'll just start cleaning. But include them. And I think a lot of things is teaching them how to do certain things. I would never know how to clean a house if my mom and my grandma never showed me how to do it. But they always made it fun. My grandma always had Elvis going on in the background, which is her third cousin, by the way. She'll tell you every time she sees you.
I thought it was fourth.
Elvis is her third cousin.
Oh, okay.
And once removed. Mm-hmm. But anywho, you know, just incorporate your children and outsource what you can, but can't outsource, then go ahead and just make a chore list. And I do a brain dump. That's what I do every Sunday. I do everything that I have to do for the week and I write it on a piece of paper, and it's extremely overwhelming. And then I look at it and I'm like, does this need to actually be done? And then sometimes I mark things off. And then if not, I categorize them by the week in my Emily Lay simplified planner that I absolutely love. And I do three or four things each day of what I know I can accomplish.
Right. And you had mentioned before about a chore swap. You said twice swap with your spouse.
I didn't mean swapping spouses for people out there that are wanting to know about all the fun things.
I didn't think that.
I meant like a chore swap.
Well, I understand that. But, you know, that it doesn't have to be limited to that. Let's get creative. Think about it. Because, if you have the resources and can hire some things done, that's great. That's always a challenge, picking the right child care provider, finding that person or team, the right cleaner, all these things. Yeah, but if you have the resources, that's great. What if you don't? Well, get creative, right? You can do a chore swap with somebody else's household. Say you've got for some reason you love cooking and your friend loves cleaning. Well, meal prep for them for the week in return for them cleaning your house.
That's something I saw on social media.
You can swap out. You don't have to just pay people to do
exactly.
stuff. It's you can get creative and think it through. What were you saying about social media?
No, I saw that on social media. It was where this woman and her husband just wanted to have a date night. They had no family. They made a friend. And what they did is they just ended out letting their new friend come to the house to watch their son. And the woman cleaned their entire house. And they do it once a month. They exchange.
A new friend?
It was a new friend that she made. They moved to a new town.
Oh.
And it was a new friend.
Yeah, I'd vet the heck out of that new
friend. It was a new friend that they were moved to a new area. They were became friends with this woman for about a year. And so the lady was involved in their life. I think it was a coworker of this woman.
She
just was like, you know, I have nobody. Well, my family has passed away. I need some help. What do I need to do? And so it was really good for them because it was allowed them to be able to go out, but come home to a clean house, you know? Yeah. And there's nothing like coming home to a clean house.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, if you, you get to know people with kids through school, through daycare, through whatever, you know, all the extracurriculars, dance and football or whatever they're playing. And, you know, there's tends to be people that you kind of team up with or just kind of meet up with and get to know better. There's absolutely no reason you guys can't take turns watching each other's kids on an evening, let the other one go and let the other couple go and have dinner together and not have to deal with kids bouncing on the booth and all the stuff that comes with it. Right.
Absolutely.
And you can swap it out. And so you can do that. And that,
my parents
doesn't
used to do
anything,
that whenever
right?
we were younger.
Yeah.
Me and my childhood best friend, Abigail Yother, shout out to the my daddy would always call her Blabigail because she just wanted to talk all the time. But when we were kids, like I remember they would do that with Mike and Julie Yother. They would pass, you know, me off or Abigail would come with us, you know, and it was just, and then we got to the age when we got older that we would all just go together, you know? So, I mean, I think like, for example, my dad, he's remodeling our house. And so the other day he was like, well, you know what, if you cook, then I could eat and I could work longer. So that's Gary J's way of saying, hey, I need you to cook so I can work longer and I can be here with the girls. So,
So
we ended up making some brats and
yeah.
Hot dogs and mac and cheese and some corn in the air fryer. That was great.
Hey, and I want to tell you something. You turned me on to something that I'd been taught to hate. Abhor would be a better word for it. And that's instant potatoes. But you turned me on to these Idahoan instant potatoes. Now, I love butter, and I'm a firm believer in the power of butter and salt and brown sugar to transfer just about anything. You don't transform just about anything. You don't put brown sugar in potatoes, but you do put butter and salt, and that stuff was good.
Yeah,
and
it's good.
I put boiling water. I put the right amount of boiling water in the kettle at 2 minutes or whatever it's boiled, and poured in that bag. And literally, with just a little stern of a fork and melting the butter, we had a huge bowl of mashed potatoes. And y'all, it was good. It wasn't, and I'm picky.
Yeah, I always say that whenever the reason I don't like to cook for you because it's peasant food. Like my food to you is peasant food because you know you got stuck in Paris and decided to become a chef on your way back, which I'm forever grateful for. But, you know, I mean, I'm a country girl. Like I like beans, potatoes and cornbread and chicken fried chicken. And I know you do too. But, you know, I don't want to have to cook all that. I want to eat all that, but I don't want to have to cook all that.
It takes
so
time to cook
those
a
potatoes
lot of things.
Were great, but
yeah, and that's a time saver, man. Because you're talking about basically an hour from start to finish for true, honest to Pete, solid mashed potatoes that are. You peel the potatoes, you wash them, you mash them up. Use a potato. They call it a potato ricer. Found that out. Fun fact: it gets your lumps out of your potatoes. It's not a potato masher, but it's this press that basically pushes your spuds through a sieve.
I'm not going to do all that shit. No.
Yeah. It's great. It is better than the instant, but having 55 minutes to do something other than, you know, make mashed potatoes is an advantage, particularly when it's 7 o'clock at night and you just worked a full day.
Yeah.
So Idahoan instant mashed potatoes, they're not a sponsor, but they are, you know, they're an integral part of my kitchen now.
Well,
or get your mashed potatoes from Honey Baked Ham. I'm sure. I don't know. Do they do mashed potatoes?
No, they don't have.
They do a lot of good stuff. Anyway.
My favorite outsourcing of people local, because I always want to give out a shout out to local people, is Dawn Simpson. She does a great job of cleaning people's houses. Of course, Honey Baked Ham, like I've said, they're a great sponsor of ours, but they cater. They can do any type of meal that you want, from a box lunch for your child's lunch to a meal for your family.
Right over on Willa, next to the Mickey D's, across from the Starbucks.
And
so,
then,
another, plenty of parking.
Another thing that I really like to do as well is, like I said, Green Acres laundry. I try to do that once a month, my heavy comforters. If you're like me and want to wash your comforters once a month, your big heavy comforters, and don't want to break your wash machine, that's a great outsource as well. But, you know, also utilize each other and find ways that you can work together. And like I said, Henry likes to cook and I like to clean. And so the best way that you can incorporate your children as well, you know, the better off, because that way they're seeing how things should actually be done properly, and cleaning and cooking and spending time with each other is all that matters.
That's the thing. I mean, we've got a thing at our house that I'm a firm believer in, and there's constant pressure to depart from it. And that's mealtime. And that is take time. My mother was huge on this. We had breakfast together. And we had dinner together, and it was every day, and it was at the same time, and it was very rigid, and I fought against it as a child, and I didn't understand the reason for it. But those times are the times you get a chance to stop and eat and be together in a way that you just can't do if you're sitting in front of a TV, or if you're eating on the go, or you're grabbing a freaking part as you run out of the door, which happens. But you know, what's important? What's more important, watching the latest blather on some news show about what happened in, you know, Cowabunga, California or something, or spending time together and finding out what everybody's doing for the day? It's easy to get distracted. There's so many things out
there. And put your phone away, too, when you do
that. Oh, God,
yes. Because there's nothing like sitting at the table and hearing Millie talk about the worm that she caught for the day at school in Capshaw Woods. She was like, "Mommy,
yeah,
I caught a worm and I got to take off my shoes and climb on this log." And watching her face light up talking about something that she got to do at school, and the teachers, they are great, you know, and just listening to her like get so excited. And I'm sitting here thinking, this is the best. There's nothing like having uninterrupted time. But also, with all the hustle and bustle that everybody has to do, use the word no. It's okay to say
yes.
No. I've learned, like, "Hey, Randy, can you do this? Hey, can you do that?" "No, no." "Well, why?" "Well, you used to say yes." "No." "Well, why are you saying no?" "Well, because I don't want to. "Why don't you want to?" I'm like, "I don't want to do it. Leave me the hell alone." Okay.
Yeah, you gotta,
you know,
save your time.
Obviously,
for the
you don't say
that,
but like,
yeah,
you know, realize what's important. And like I said, brain dump. And if it's not on that list, like, for example, this was this week. This is dumb. I made my to-do list because Maggie's getting ready to have a party. And I put on there, make sure Maggie's toenails are clipped and fixed before her party. And I realized I forgot that I literally did that like the two days prior to writing it down. I'm like, "Oh, they'll be fine." But it was on my thought, on my brain, and I'm making these lists of all these things, like, you know, get the car washed. Why do I need to clean my car before a party? You know,
good question.
Because there's no reason for me to do that. So
cross my mind.
When you write things down and you mark off the stupidity, and then you go back and you filter out what actually matters, I can promise you half the shit that you have to do doesn't even need to get done that week.
All right, and the list you have builds your list for the next week or a similar situation, right? It's like, okay, this is what I need to do, and you don't have to think everything. I know it works. Work. I have lots of things I got to get done, and they swarm around my head like bees. It's awful until I put them on a list, and it takes those bees that are swarming around your head and it pops them in a jar, and then you got a list that you can deal with, and it's structured and it's good and hopefully complete.
Absolutely, that's exactly what you want it to be. But like I said, outsource. Find people to help you, find your family, find your friends, do a favor, cook for your parents while they watch your kids. If you just need a moment to take a shower, that was big for me as a new mama. I just want to take, people call it an everything shower. I call it a shit shower and shave, because I just want to just wash my hair, shave my legs, shave other things that need to be shaved, and just lotion myself, put on my skincare, and not, "Here, mama, which I love. Or, "Mama, do you think that this was what I got the other day while Millie was taking a shower? Mommy, why are Taylor Swift's shoes red on the bottom?" And I said, "Well, it's a brand of shoe." "Mama, what color red marker do I have to color the bottoms of my shoes red while I'm taking a shower?" And I'm like, honey,
we call that a trademark.
I said,
relation.
"Honey, we just, mama just needs a minute, you know, honey. One, two, mama, I counted to 60. 60 seconds is a minute, mama. Are you going to answer me now?" And I'm like, "Oh, Lord." And I said, "Let mama get out and we'll figure it out." So, you know, just count your blessings, figure out what you have to do, outsource what you can, and don't be hard on yourself. Give yourself grace.
Amen to that.
And have a good glass of wine, because every mama needs it.
It definitely helps. All right. Well, we've come to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our sponsor, Honey Baked Ham. They're good. They're located on South Willow in Cookeville. Best sandwiches you've ever had. And that potato salad, it's fantastic. We want to thank you for listening. If you liked what you heard, hey, please give us a good rating. Go give us a 5-star on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get this from. Leave a good review. Tell us what you like. Email us. What's that email address?
Our email, they can email me, is randy@randyfincher.com.
Okay. Come to our website, which is?
I'm Done Podcast. But one thing I want to mention, if you go to our Instagram page and you click in the bio.
What is our Instagram page?
Our Instagram is I'm Done Podcast.
Nope. Okay. Sorry.
And when you get on there, you can fill out a form and it has our emails. We're starting to do emails every Monday that way you can hear our podcast for the week. But one thing I want to talk about is a playlist. You're going to get things in there. I always say it's not your mother's email. So it's not a bill. So it's something you're looking forward to each week. 5 helpful tips for you to have a successful week, our podcast for the week coming up, and then also a wonderful playlist. And we are going to do this week will be Randy's Tipsy Tunes. So when you're wanting to have the absolute best music for your lady jam, for your husband, and putting on a good show, you're going to have the best music. It's going to go anywhere from Neon Moon to Brooks and Dunn to Shakira, Hips Don't Lie. So if you're all about that type of music, then that playlist is going to be for you.
Yeah. Well, it's, everybody has their own taste, right?
That's right.
But the good thing is if you sign up through our Instagram, send us your email, you'll get this letter every week. It'll have a link to the podcast. It'll have all this information. We'd love to share with you and we'd love to hear from you. So reach out to us, tell us what you liked, tell us what you thought, give us ideas for topics that you would like to have discussed. What's going on in your life? What is worrying you? What is something that you could have help with? Hey, that's what we want to do. We want to help each other through this journey that we're all on. Now, if you didn't like what you heard, if all you did was just say, who cares? I love doing laundry all day long, and I'm going to make those mashed potatoes, and my kids can go suck an egg and look out the window. Hey, that's your job. That's what you want to do. That's your preference. But if you didn't like what you heard here, please, please, please don't tell nobody nothing.